ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 16 टेक्स्ट नंबर 28 चैप्टर एंटाइटल कृष्णा चेस्टाइजेस अ सर्पेंट कालिया। यज्ञचिरो न नमतेंग शतैक शेषना तन तन ममर्द कर दंड दरो गृपाते क्षीणायुषो भ्रमत उल्बनमास्यतोऽंश्रेः नस्तो वमन् परम कश्मलमापनागः ट्रांसलेशन माय डियर किंग कालिया हैड 101 प्रोमिनेंट हेड्स एंड व्हेन वन ऑफ देम वुड नॉट बो डाउन लॉर्ड श्री कृष्णा हु इन्फ्लिक्स पनिशमेंट ऑन क्रूएल रॉन्ग डूअर्स वुड स्मैश दैट स्टबर्न हेड बाय स्ट्राइकिंग इट विद हिज फीट। Then, as Kaliya entered his death throes, he began wheeling his head around and vomiting ghastly blood from his mouth and nostrils. The serpent thus experienced extreme pain and misery. No purpose, we go to the next verse. Tasyakshibirgaralam udmata shirasu yat yat samunnamati निश्वसत्तु रुषोश्चे नृत्यं पदानुनोमयं दमयं बभौव पुष्पै प्रपूजितैवेह पुमान पुराणः। ट्रांसलेशन एक्सुडिंग पॉइजनस वेस्ट फ्रॉम हिज आईज कालिया वुड ओकेशनली डेयर टू रेज अप वन ऑफ हिज हेड्स विच वुड ब्रीद हेवीली विथ एंगर देन द लॉर्ड वुड डांस ऑन इट एंड सबड्यू इट forcing it to bow down with his foot. The demigods took each of these exhibitions as an opportunity to worship him, the primeval personality of Godhead, with flowers, showers of flowers. Text 30. Tachitra tandava virugna fana sahasro raktam mukher uruvamam dripabhagna gatraha smritva charachara gurum purusham puranam नारायणं तम अरणं मनसा जगामः। ट्रांसलेशन माय डियर किंग परीक्षित लॉर्ड कृष्णास वंडरफुल पावरफुल डांसिंग ट्रैम्पल्ड एंड ब्रोक ऑल ऑफ कालियास 1000 हुड्स देन द सर्पेंट प्रोफ्यूसली वॉमिटिंग ब्लड फ्रॉम हिज माउथ फाइनली रिकग्नाइज्ड श्री कृष्णा टू बी द इटर्नल पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड द सुप्रीम मास्टर ऑफ ऑल मूविंग एंड नॉन मूविंग बींग्स श्री नारायण। दस विद इन हिज माइंड कालिया टुक शेल्टर ऑफ द लॉर्ड पर्पट बाई डिसाइपल्स ऑफ हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस ऐसी भक्ति वेदांत समय प्रभुपाद। इन वॉल्यूम 1 चैप्टर 16 ऑफ कृष्णा द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड श्रील प्रभुपाद पॉइंट्स आउट दैट वेरास प्रीवियसली कालिया वॉज वॉमिटिंग पॉइजन नाउ हिज पॉइजन वॉज एग्जॉस्टेड एंड ही बिगैन टू वॉमिट ब्लड दस He has been cleansed of the vile contamination within his heart that had manifested as serpent's venom. The word smitva, remembering, is very significant here. The wives of Kaliya were actually serious devotees of Lord Krishna. And according to Acharyas, they had often tried to convince their husband to surrender to him. Finally, finding himself in unbearable agony, Kaliya remembered his wife's advice and took shelter of the Lord. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that Kaliya's arch rival had traditionally been Garuda, the carrier of Vishnu. But now Kaliya realized that he was fighting an opponent who was thousands of times stronger than Garuda and who therefore could be only the supreme personality of Godhead. Thus, Kaliya took shelter of Lord Krishna. Hare Krishna. So we find in this particular verses how Kaliya is getting purified. Just as somebody has to undergo the process of purification, even Kaliya is undergoing this particular process of purification, where for him purification means all the poison coming out. And Krishna is using the hard way to purify Kaliya. As serpents are supposed to be very vicious, envious, so Kaliya was like that he was not allowing anyone to come to this lake of Yamuna. And Krishna had to use this particular method to purify Kaliya of the poison. And the way Krishna did was wonderful. Krishna danced on the hoods of Kaliya, giving pleasure to the residents of Vrindavan, to the residents of the heavenly planets. Everyone enjoying the dance. Simultaneously, Kaliya was getting purified. And now we find that it's almost out of all the poison. And at this moment, he is remembering the words of his wife. So sometimes we as devotees also, we understand that, you know, we hear the good advices, what to be done and what not to be done, but sometimes we don't realize that and we don't take it so seriously. It's only when we just are put in a very awkward situation, then we try to remember those words. So similarly for Kaliya, his wife's Nagapatnis, they were devotees of the Lord, and then they were regularly instructing him. But Kaliya never paid any heed to this advice. But then when actually Krishna used this method of just smashing his 101 hoods, then Kaliya finally remembered the advice of his Nagapatnis. And then he decided to surrender himself. In the purport where Srila Prabhupada's quote is there, he says, Kaliya realized that he is fighting an opponent much more stronger than Garuda. And then he realized that he can none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Srila Prabhupada mentions many times that, you know, who is a first class devotee? A first class devotee is a person who, just by hearing, understands that this world is a place of misery and I should surrender. The second class devotee, he sees around everywhere there is misery. Then he sees and then he surrenders. Third class, he has to actually experience and then he surrenders. And a fool is fourth class who doesn't even understand that. Gives an example of a thief also, same thing. So ultimately, you know, one has to come to the level of a first class devotee. A person who, just by hearing from the words of the acharyas, understands and applies all the principles of devotional service in his life. That's why this process of hearing and is given, where we come for Bhagavatam classes and we hear what you are supposed to do and what you are not supposed to do. And an intelligent person just sits, hears, and he doesn't have to experience that. Experience is already there. People have experienced it. And just by hearing those words, then one applies that. And then follows the instructions of this acharyas. So that's what Srila Prabhupada does in his various purports. He just tells us the real nature of this material world and inspires us to take shelter of the Lord's holy name by taking shelter of his of the acharyas, the great devotees of the Lord. So today being a disappearance day of his grace, Ishila Ishwara Puri, I was thinking that I can take out some time today and just share with you whatever I have heard and understood, and by which I can purify my existence. So there are lots of things that we can learn from this particular personality, Ishila Ishwara Puri, who was the foremost of the disciples of Shripad Madhavendra Puri. In fact, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita
extols the glories of Srila Ishwarapuri in his pages of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami mentions how Shripad Madhendrapuri, actually he is the person who introduced in this Gaudiya Sampradaya the love of gopi separation for Krishna. Till that time, nobody would even specifically mention about this particular aspect. It was Shripad Madhendrapuri who actually propagated this. In fact, he is supposed to be the root of this particular method, where you know it's extolling the glories of the love of the gopi separation for Krishna. It is said that Krishna Kaviraj Goswami mentions that he is actually the sprout, and the sapling is Srila Ishwarapuri. And then the trunk came out, and that trunk is Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and from where all the branches, different from branches. So His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, one of his lectures, was mentioning that what is the contribution of Shripad Madhendrapuri is this particular aspect of love in separation. And this particular love in separation of the gopis for the of the residence, that is the residence of Vrindavan for Krishna. This particular thing is a contribution of Shripad Madhendrapuri. And this was propagated by Ishwarapuri and then to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually distributed throughout the world through his associates. So Ishwarapuri actually was born in a place called as Kumarhatta in the month of Jyeshta on the full moon day. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami mentions how Ishwarapuri was very faithful to his spiritual master at all times, and more so at a time when Shripad Madhendrapuri was performing his pastime of leaving this body from this material world. And it's mentioned that how when Shripad Madhendrapuri was on his deathbed, there is a particular incident which took place, which is also for us to learn how one a disciple should be towards his spiritual master. So when he was on his deathbed, Madhendrapuri was just remembering a Lord in separation, and was crying out, "Ki, oh Lord Krishna, now you have left Mathura. What can I do? How can I leave? Why you left me?" So he was crying in separation from Lord Krishna. And that time, Ramchandrapuri, one of the disciples of Madhendrapuri, came there. And Ramchandrapuri, he saw that his spiritual master is crying, and he had that arrogance of instructing his spiritual master, which is the thing which one should not do. He just had the audacity to instruct his spiritual master and tell him that, "My dear Gurudev, why are you crying for Krishna? In fact, you are a spirit soul full of knowledge and bliss. Be peaceful and just meditate on Brahman." So on hearing this, Madhendrapuri becomes very angry. And he says, "You fool, just get out from here. I don't want to see your face. Here I am crying in separation from the Lord, and you are here telling me to remember Brahman. Just get out from here. I don't want to see your face also." And that particular aspect, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami mentions that when he was cursed by Madhendrapuri, he lost all his good qualities and he became speculative. He lost all his luster. He became disgraceful. It's said that when you lose the grace of the Lord, gone. When you displease him, you lose the grace of the God, of spiritual master. At that particular moment, Srila Ishwarapuri, you know, performed very, very humble menial service to the Lord, to Shripad Madhendrapuri. And the glory is explained by Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, that how Srila Ishwarapuri was doing such menial service, that at every moment of time he would just, because he knew, he understood the nature of Shripad Madhendrapuri, what was he undergoing through. Because as a first class disciple, he knew that my spiritual master is in separation from Krishna. So he would go to him, he would just inspire him to chant the names of Krishna. Nirantara Krishna Nama Karaya Smarana. You would make him chant the holy names of Krishna. And Krishna Nama Krishna Lila Shunaya Anukshana. Pastimes of the Lord, the glories of the holy names of the Lord, he would just go on reminding him and then chanting about those glories that would give pleasure to Shripad Madanpuri. And not only that, it is mentioned that Ishupuri Goshani Kareya Shripad Sevana. He would always serve him under all circumstances. 24 hours he would serve Shripad Madhavendrapuri. And how? It said, Swahasta Karena Malamutradi Marjana. Swahasta Karena Malamutradi Marjana. That is, with his own hands, he would clean the urine and stool of his spiritual master. That was such a humble, menial service this person was doing, Ishwarapuri. One thing, on one hand, he was just regularly reciting the glories of the holy names, glories of the Lord's wonderful pastimes to the Shripad Madhavendrapuri, inspiring to take shelter of the holy names. And at the same time, doing everything, massaging his body, cleaning his body, and not only that, you know, Malamutradi Marjana, which is a very, 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 very insignificant, in the sense, very, very low class service. Anybody can do that, you know. And it's mentioned, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj was in one of his lectures mentioning that Shripad Madhavendrapuri had so many disciples. He had Advaita Acharya, Nityanand Prabhu, Brahmanand Bharati, Paramananda Puri, Shiranga Puri. But he said, because of this particular quality of Ishwarapuri doing humble menial service, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to accept initiation from him. You know? And what a benediction Srila Ishwarapuri got? He got the benediction of Krishna Prem. Tushtayana Goshari. He said that Tushtayana Goshani Kare Alingana. He said he just embraced Madhavendrapuri by his humble service. He embraced him. And then what he did? Varadila. He gave him a benediction. What is Varadila? What was that? Krishna Tomare. He says, Krishna Tomare Ahuka Prebadhana. He says, you will get wealth of Krishna. That was a benediction Shripad Madhavendrapuri gave to Ishwarapuri. That Hauka Premadhana, Krishna Tumare Hauka Premadhana. And Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami mentions in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sahiyeta Ishwarapuri Premere Sagara. Madhavendrapuri Haila Sarvara Nindakara. That means, with this, Ishwarapuri got this particular wealth of ocean of love for Krishna, Premera Sagara. And what did Madhavendrapuri get? Sarva Nindakara. He was all the time finding faults with the devotees. That was the curse that Madhavendrapuri inflicted on Ramchandrapuri. Sorry, Ramchandrapuri got this. Ramchandrapuri Haila Ninda, Sarva Nindakara. But Ishwarapuri got this particular benediction of love of Krishna, the Krishna Prem. Why? Just because of this humble menial service that he performed. It is mentioned that a Vaishnava by nature is always under the protection of his Supreme Personality of Godhead. But sometimes a Vaishnava becomes invalid by the grace of the Lord just so that the disciples can serve him, render service for him. So it's not that, you know, when a Vaishnava is there, you are doing something, a favor for him. It's just an opportunity to serve that person. So we have to learn a particular lesson that if not for a direct service to the spiritual master, any one of us, you know, like the disciples of the spiritual master are like the angas of the Lord, of the spiritual master. So we have to have the same attitude towards each and every one of them amongst our God brothers or God sisters, that in whatever situation they are, we should be trying to extend ourselves to help them out in that situation. Whatever is necessary to render service, we should be able to do that. In fact, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, about 20 years back, we had a good fortune to just be with him in Kurukshetra, just about six of us. And Radhana Swami Maharaj was speaking about his days in New Vrindavan when he was spending. And after talking for about a couple of hours, he finally concluded with this particular sentence which is still ringing in my ears. He's saying, I am not impressed by anyone who does nice kirtans. Or I am not impressed by anyone who speaks eloquently. Or I am not impressed by somebody who dances very nicely. Radha Maharaj was saying, but I'll bow down at the lotus feet of someone who has a humble service attitude. That was one of the first instructions that we received when we were there with him. He said, I will bow down at the feet of a devotee who is rendering humble, meanless service. So that's the quality that Ishwarapuri had actually. You know, he was doing such a humble, meanless service that attracted the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to take initiation from Srila Ishwarapuri. Another aspect of Ishwarapuri is his unassuming form. In fact, after Sripad Madhavanpuri left his body, Ishwarapuri started traveling to various holy places. And wherever he would travel, he would never proclaim himself to be the one who actually served Sripad Madhavanpuri like that. And when he reached Sri Navdeep Dham, he actually stayed in the house of Gopinath Acharya. In fact, nobody knew who he was. He just happened to be a very simple person staying there and just performing his bhajan. You know, that was his nature. In fact, when he went to Srila Advaita Acharya's house, Advaita Acharya was doing his puja. He was sitting there and just, you know, observing Advaita Acharya performing the puja. And when Advaita Acharya would give classes, he would just sit there and absorb himself. But as the nature would be, it requires a Vaishnava to understand a Vaishnava. Advaita Acharya would just see him. He said, you don't look like a Mayavadi sannyasi. Are you someone great? Who are you? Please reveal. He did not. He said, I am a low class Shudra and I am just coming and want to take shelter of a lotus feet. In fact, Advaita Acharya was, you know, his god brother. So I just want to take shelter of your lotus feet. That's why I came here. I'm low born Shudra. But then Mukundadat and others, they understood that this person is not an ordinary person. He is someone, some exalted Vaishnava. So what he did is that he started singing the glories of the Lord. And as soon as he started singing the glories of the Lord, Ishwarapuri, you know, tears came in his eyes and he started trembling and he fell down on the ground unconscious. And then everyone could make out that he is none other than this exalted Ishwarapuri who had served Sripad Madhavanpuri. Because such types of symptoms would not come in anyone except someone who has connection with Sripad Madhavanpuri. That was his nature, his unassuming form, you know, his unassuming nature. He would never proclaim himself to be someone who is great and powerful. Though he was a powerful sannyasi, he was a powerful acharya, he was a great scholar, but he never proclaimed himself to be like that. And he was very absorbed in glories of the holy name, hearing the glories of the holy name. That was his quality, that was his nature. You know, while he was there in Shidam Mayapur, you know, regularly he would just recite from the book which he had written, Krishna Lilamrit, at house of Gopinath Acharya. And Gadadhar Pandit would always come there. And this would go on for many days. But he said that one day he happened to meet Nimai Pandit on the way. And Nimai Pandit was at that time a very, very great scholar. He defeated Keshav Kashmiri at that time. And when he saw him, he was trying to see, who is this person? A divine person. He appears to be very grave and very divine. So he asked someone, he said, who is this person? And then somebody said, he is Nimai Pandit. Oh, he is Nimai Pandit. So I approached him. He said, please tell me, what is it that you are carrying, the manuscript? Where do you live? And he was so attracted to Nimai Pandit, then naturally, like, you know, tears of love poured from his eyes. And Nimai Pandit, when he saw him, he invited him to his house. And he served him. His mother Sachi Mata prepared nice foodstuff for him and started serving him. And when he came to know, Shivarpuri came to know that Nimai Pandit is a great scholar. Every day he would recite from Krishna Lilamrit, and he would recite from Krishna Lilamrit. Nimai Pandit would regularly hear with intense absorption. And he said that, you know, both of them would exchange ecstatic symptoms at that particular moment. And one day, Nimai Pandit was approached by Ishwarpuri. He said that, I heard that you are a scholar. Why don't you just, you know, go through this book which I have written and find out if there is any fault in it. So Nimai Pandit said, any devotee who has taken shelter of the Lord, whatever he speaks, whatever he writes, whatever he does, is everything is ordained by the Lord. He said, if anybody tries to find fault in such a devotee, he is a sinful wretch and he is a fool. Why? Because Krishna accepts the purpose in which it is offered. Krishna doesn't see the externals. Krishna sees the way in which something is offered to him. Whether something is mispronounced, misspelt, Krishna doesn't take that seriously. He just ignores that and accepts whatever is the purpose in which it is offered. Because that's how Krishna is bhava grahi. He says, that is the nature of a devotee. He says, how can I find a fault like this? And he started quoting. He said, some illiterate person may just, you know, sometimes address as Vishnaya. And a very intelligent person may say Vishnave, which is correct. But Vishnaya is wrong. But if someone who has that purpose of intent, a very pure intent, Krishna even accept that word Vishnaya. So he says, who am I to do that? I am not qualified to just find this fault in you. And whatever you have written, whatever you have done, written is everything is perfect. I have to accept that. And when Ishwarpuri heard this, he became so happy to see this wonderful quality manifesting in Nimai Pandit. Because at that time, Nimai Pandit was a scholar. And he never exhibited these symptoms of a devotee. But then when he mentions, suppose, this particular aspect about devotee, Ishwarpuri becomes very happy. He said, but still, you can just find out if there is something. So once, when he was reciting, Nimai Pandit found some fault and said, this is what it is, a mistake. So Ishwarpuri saw that mistake, just went to sleep in the night. He was remembering, meditating on that. And the next day morning, Ishwarpuri approached Nimai and said, I have been contemplating on this mistake which you mentioned or pointed out. But I feel that whatever I mentioned is right. It's not a mistake. So at that time, Nimai Pandit just accepted as it is. He accepted defeat at hands of Srila Ishwarpuri. Because at that time, Nimai Pandit was the greatest scholar. He could defeat any argument to pieces. But at this particular moment of time, when Ishwarpuri said that it is not a mistake, I have been meditating on it, it's right, Nimai Pandit accepted it. Just like when Srila Prabhupada met his spiritual master for the first time, and when his spiritual master ordered him that you should go to the West and preach in the English language, Srila Prabhupada argued. He said, how can it be possible that we are under the British rule? And unless until we get freedom, how can we propagate this culture of Krishna consciousness to others? And Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur said, Krishna consciousness can't wait for anything. Politics and all these things just go on, it will change, but Krishna consciousness has to be spread. And when Prabhupada heard this, he mentions that I was defeated by my spiritual master. That is the thing. So this was his first encounter, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's first encounter with Srila Ishwarpuri, where he became completely defeated by Srila Ishwarpuri. And that the seed was sown in his heart. And later on, when Ishwarpuri left that place, went to travel to different holy places, after some time, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, decided to engage on the leela of chanting, purporting or spreading the holy names. He went to Gaya to perform the Shraddha for his forefathers. And when he went to Gaya, he went to various places to offer pindas. And then he went to the place of Vishnupada, that is where the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu is there. And when he started hearing the Brahmanas chanting the glories of the lotus feet of the Lord, he just went into ecstasy and became unconscious. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the followers, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went into this mood of unconsciousness. And that time, it is said that Ishwarpuri also happened to reach that place. And through other devotees understood what has happened. And when he regained consciousness, Ishwarpuri and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they embraced and tears of love poured from both of their eyes. And after some time, it is said that Chaitanya started glorifying Ishwarpuri. He said that now my purpose of coming to Gaya is fulfilled. Why? Because I have gained the darshan of your lotus feet. It is said that when one offers pinda in his holy places, one's forefathers are delivered, but then when one takes darshan or shelter of a lotus feet, millions and millions of forefathers are delivered. That's the power of taking shelter of a lotus feet. All the holy tirthas are present at your lotus feet. And he prays to Ishwarpuri that, please, let me take shelter of a lotus feet so I can get the same nectar of the love of God from you. And that's when he begs Srila Ishwarpuri to give him initiation. In fact, and there's a nice description in Chaitanya Charitamrita where Prakashan Saraswati Thakur, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes and encounters Prakashan Saraswati. Prakashan Saraswati, because when he went to Varanasi, he's just chanting and dancing, and Prakashan Saraswati Thakur with his 60,000 disciples, he rebukes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then an arrangement is done where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meets Prakashan, and Prakashan Saraswati Thakur is asking, why are you just, you are a sannyasi, and what are you doing here chanting the holy names at this place? And that's where Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami very, very, very elaborately, he just explains, he is approaching his spiritual master Ishwarpuri and taking initiation from him. So, very nice point that he is mentioning how when Ishwarpuri, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, tells Prakashan Saraswati that when I approached my spiritual master for initiation, my spiritual master told me that Murkha Tomi, Tomara Naika Vedanta Adhikara, you are a fool, it's not your job to study Vedanta philosophy. Krishna Mantra Sada Japa, Yehi Mantra Sar. He says, chant the holy names of Krishna, and this is the essence of all Vedics. And then he mentions that, simply by chanting, Ishwarpuri tells him that simply by chanting the holy names of Krishna, one seizes all material things and then comes face to face with the Lord. So these two things happen when one chants the holy names of Krishna. That one puts an end to all material existence and then one comes face to face with the Lord and says that the principle, the religious principle is chanting the holy name in this world, age of Kali Yuga. And that is the essence of all Vedic hymns. And he quotes from Brihad Narayan Purana, Hare Naam, Hare Naam, Hare Naam Eva Kevalam, Kalau Nastiva 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 Ganyantana. That in the age of Kali Yuga, there is no other way, but to chant the holy names, chant the holy names, and chant the holy names. So he gives him the mantra to chant, the Hare Krishna mantra to chant, Ishwarpuri. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells that, I received this mantra from my spiritual master. And when I started chanting, he said, something happened. He said, I became mad. I don't know what's happening to me. I started laughing, I started dancing, crying, singing like a madman. And when I was chanting, I was thinking that, you know, maybe it's covering all my spiritual knowledge. And when I was completely mad like this, Chaitanya said, I decided to submit myself to my spiritual master. So he went to his spiritual master, Ishwara Puri. You know, and says, Kiba mantra dila tumi. Kiba tara bal. He says, Kiba mantra dila tumi kosani, Kiba tara bal. Mantra mantra japila pagala, karila pagala. He says, I'm chanting this mantra, and as I'm chanting this mantra, I'm becoming mad and mad. What's happening, my dear spiritual master? Please tell me. And his spiritual master is saying that, you know, he is laughing when he hears this from Ishwara Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he's saying, that is the nature of this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, that whenever anyone chants this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, it has to bring this ecstatic symptoms of love for Krishna. That's the nature. And he goes on to explain that, you know, there are four purusharthas: dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. The four goals of life. But above that is love for Krishna. He says, when somebody takes shelter and there is love for Krishna, then these four goals of life, they appear very insignificant as a straw on a street. And he says that on the platform of bhava, that dharma, artha, kama, moksha, you know, they appear like a small drop. The pleasure acquired from dharma, artha, kama, moksha is like a small drop in presence of a ocean. So he's telling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you have got this. You are very fortunate because you have received this particular love for Krishna. He says the conclusion of all Vedic scriptures is to awaken the dormant love for Krishna. And I consider you fortunate to have that. He's mentioning to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ishwara Puri. And then he goes on to explain that how it is a characteristics of love of God that it come, you know, it induces the transcendental symptoms from within a person, so much so that he becomes greedy to achieve the lotus feet of the Lord. That's the character of this particular symptom of love of God. And what happens? Then one actually develops that love of God, he starts jumping, laughing, crying, singing. Then he develops the Ashti Vikara, that is perspiration, trembling, tears, hair standing on end. All those things are manifested. And that's when a devotee actually floats in an ocean of love of God by the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And then Ishwara Puri tells Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that I'm very happy to see that you have achieved your goal of life, of attaining pure love for Krishna. And he says, by this you have pleased me, and you not only have pleased me, I become highly obliged to you. See, just see the humility of Srila Ishwara Puri. Ishwara Puri is saying that I am obliged to you because you have got this pure love for Krishna, and I am pleased with you. Because Ishwara Puri knew that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the supreme personality of Godhead, and he has come here to propagate these holy names to each and every one all over the world. And then finally he gives him the instruction. He says, my instruction to you is that just continue on chanting, glorifying, and performing sankirtan with all your associates, and not only that, spread these holy names to each and everyone all over the world. So this particular instruction Srila Ishwara Puri gave Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepts this, and then he performs the Sankirtan movement from then onwards. So he tells Prakashan Saraswat, this is the reason why I have been chanting. But different things to understand, or different aspects how we should understand, what we should know, that here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, though being a great scholar, he did not propagate this chanting of the holy name till he received that instruction from his spiritual master, Ishwara Puri. You know, making us aware that whatever we do only when one is instructed by one spiritual master. We can't do any activity without blessings of a spiritual master. or without the orders of spiritual master. So Srila Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through this example, showed that after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was instructed by Srila Ishwar Puri, he then propagated this chanting of the holy names. Till that time, he did not do this. And Ishwar Puri here, his qualification is just, he just gave this mantra to him. He became very happy when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited his symptoms. And he gave this instruction to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to spread the holy names all over the world. That was his, you know, order to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took this instruction to heart. And it said that when he was going back, he went to this place of Kumarhatta. This is the birthplace of Srila Ishwara Puri. In fact, it is said that while I was in Gaya also, he actually cooked for Ishwara Puri. He actually served him. He actually performed menial service to Ishwara Puri. When Ishwara Puri came to his house, he was cooking for himself and he offered to Ishwara. He said, Ishwara Puri mentioned, he said, but then this particular preparation is only for one person. He says, please take it. If you take it, then I will be very pleased. And Ishwara Puri honored that. And he said that when Ishwara Puri was honoring it, Lakshmi Devi herself came and cooked for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at that time. Simultaneously, when Ishwara Puri was honoring the prasad over there. But then when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Gaya, he went to this place of Kumarhatta, the birthplace of Srila Ishwara Puri. And there, he did something which is quite unconventional. He just went there, rolled in the dust of this place, and he just took some dust in his hand and tied it in his upper cloth. And every day he would eat the dirt which had been collected from the birthplace of his spiritual master. And said that when he was there, he would have tears. Tears would flow from his eyes. Tears of gratitude, tears of love would flow from his eyes and would wet that area. After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this place, millions of followers of the Lord, the Gaudiya Vaishnava, they came. They started collecting the dust from this place. And slowly a pond was created. And that pond, mixed with the tears of the Lord, came to be known as Chaitanya Doha. Lord Chaitanya is created by the tears from Lord Chaitanya and the dust which has been taken. You know. So, His Holiness Radhan Swami Maharaj, when we were in Kumarhatta, he was mentioning that, you know, one should learn from this example that how one should always rever the place of birth of one spiritual master, you know, and roll here in the dust. He said, you can roll here, you can just take the dust, you can eat, and meditate on how much love she Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had for his spiritual master, Srila Ishwara Puri. That's the type of a love that one has to have for his spiritual master. So, on this holy day of Srila Ishwara Puri's disappearance, we can only pray that we can just follow in the footsteps. Whatever teachings that Ishwara Puri has given us through his example, that we can imbibe that in our lives, that we can be whatever situation we are, we can perform humble menial services in a very, in that mood. His Holiness Radhan Swami Maharaj always would emphasize on this particular principle that Trinadapi Sunichina Tarorepa Seshna Amanina Manina Kirtina Sadari. Only in this situation then we can really receive this particular blessings. You know, we are not on that level, but we can follow in the footsteps and just aspire to just obtain that particular quality of being humble in every situation, whatever service that we do. You know? And it's been observed that whenever somebody does this humble service, definitely Krishna's blessings are there. You know, one has to, in his life, has to perform proactively such humble services. Just to end, I just was remembering two instances that when we had Tinkerbell High School here, that time there was no marble flooring down. It was all muddy, and the students would come outside and they would have their drill and play, and we would share the premise with the school, and someone threw some dirt just at the entrance, and the principal came and started shouting at Radha Gopinath Prabhu. You know what Radha Gopinath did? He just quietly took a broom and started sweeping very nicely. He never did anything, he's just doing something, you know. Just, and that really impressed me. I was just thinking that he never justified, you know, said just took this and was almost clean for about half an hour, the whole thing. And the person is, the principal, just shouting and shouting, and he's just cleaning. You know, such an attitude is there. When, you know, this one example I'm just giving, this just came in my mind. You know, and as we have a Seva Sthan where sick people are taken care of, a very important service also. And I would see Radhika Vallabh Prabhu in previous, you know, years, so many years, he would be just doing that humble service, you know, just taking care of all the sick people. I know this because he would sometimes call me for some, you know, services there. Throughout day and night he would do this service. Many people may be doing it, I'm just remembering whatever I'm just doing. You know, a scholar doing something, humble menial service. So something like this inspires us. Thank you very much. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Hare Krishna.